With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Government schools are getting a new program aimed at building student confidence. The Ministry of Education and Training is launching an Education Ambassador Program with the Miss Cayman Islands organization through December 2027. In a release today, the ministry said the program focuses on confidence, communication, and leadership skills for students. Reigning Miss Universe Cayman, Tahiti Seymour, is the first ambassador. She will lead small group sessions for older students on goal setting and resilience. Younger students will take part in etiquette workshops starting in the 2026-27 academic year. The ministry says Seymour will begin school visits before the end of this term at Clifton Hunter and John Gray High Schools. Future Miss Cayman title holders will continue the role. In other news, a man has been busted for drunk driving after a two-car crash in Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 9 p.m. on Saturday, officers on patrol on Dennis Foster Road rolled up on a collision near Wellington Park Close involving a Honda Pilot Elite SUV and a Hyundai Grand i10. Officers spoke to and breath tested both drivers. The drivers of the Hyundai was found to be under the limit, while the other driver, a 55-year-old man, blew over the limit and was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. The other driver complained of pain and was carried to the Faith Hospital for treatment for what appeared to be, quote, non-life-threatening injuries. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Finally,
we really do not anticipate any impact on the Cayman Islands.
As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, residents are being encouraged to keep an eye out as a SpaceX Starship is expected to pass over the Cayman Islands this week. The launch, originally scheduled for this evening, has now been pushed to tomorrow at about 5:30 p.m. Hazard Management Director Danny Coleman.
As with all large rocket launches, standard precautionary guidance is issued for communities along or near the planned flight path. As space objects can contain materials that may be harmful if handled, and as a precaution, any unidentified object should be left undisturbed and reported promptly to 911.
If you spot something you think might be connected to the launch, call 911. Do not touch the object. Note the location and, if safe, take a picture. Don't stay near the object. For more information on the launch of Starship 12, you can visit spacex.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. A WHO virologist says the number of suspected Ebola cases in eastern Congo could double in the coming days to 1,000. Nikki Gumede Moeletsi told the BBC it was difficult to assess the scale of the outbreak because testing capacity remained limited. Britain's Foreign Secretary has warned that tens of millions of people face hunger because of the ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Yvette Cooper told an aid conference in London that urgent global pressure was needed to get fertiliser and fuel moving through the entrance to the Gulf. Israel's far-right minister Bezalel Smotrich says he's been told that the International Criminal Court has requested an arrest warrant against him. Mr. Smotrich called the move a declaration of war. President Putin has arrived in China for talks with Xi Jinping. He was greeted by China's foreign minister and a military band after his plane touched down just before midnight. Police in Spain have arrested the son of the retail magnate Isaac Andic as they investigate his death 18 months ago. The founder of the Mango Fashion Group died during a hike in mountains near Barcelona. His son insists it was an accident. As police in California continue to treat Monday's deadly attack on a mosque as a hate crime, the two teenage suspects have been named as Kane Clark and Caleb Vasquez. Both were found dead in a car with self-inflicted wounds. An animal park in England is hailing the birth of four Sumatran tiger cubs as a milestone in conservation efforts. Keepers at Howlett's Wild Animal Park say the cubs are healthy, fluffy and doing well. And Spain's Carlos Alcaraz has pulled out of Wimbledon as he recovers from a wrist injury that also saw him withdraw from the French Open. The world number two tennis player said that his recovery was going well, but he was still not ready to play. That's the latest world news from the BBC.